The Book of 2 Corinthians, Chapter 9. For as concerning the service to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For I know your readiness, of which I glory on your behalf to them of Macedonia, that Achaia has been prepared for a year past, and your zeal has stirred up very many of them. But I have sent the brothers, that are glorying on your behalf may not be made void in this respect, that, even as I said, you may be prepared, lest by any means, if there come with me any of Macedonia and find you unprepared, we not to mention you should be put to shame in this confidence. I thought it necessary, therefore, to entreat the brothers, that they would go before to you, and make up beforehand your aforepromised bounty, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty, and not of extortion. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will reap also sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will reap also bountifully. Let each do according to as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you, having always all sufficiency in everything, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness stays forever. And he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. You being enriched in everything to all liberality, which works through us thanksgiving to God. For the providing of this service of the ministry not only fills up the measure of the wants of the saints, but abounds also through many thanksgivings to God, seeing that through the proving of you by this service they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the good news of Christ, and for the liberality of your contribution to them and to all, while they themselves also, with supplication on your behalf, long after you by reason of the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift.